Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. Helps you know what you do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun.
Hello friends, my name is Anne-Marie, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that right now. My name is Rex, and you're watching
Studio Classroom. Thank you so much for joining us today, friends. We're glad you're here. You're just in time for day two of our article called The Famous Meerkat Mommy, Lisa Wen. What did we learn about Lisa yesterday, Rex?
Well, she was born in Taipei in 1969 to be exact. And she originally had an interest in business and was the advertising agent of Samsung in Taiwan. But then later on, she had a big career change, didn't she?
Yeah, she did. She felt that the work she was doing wasn't as meaningful as she would like, so she decided to become a meerkat photographer. We haven't heard the whole story of how she decided to do that. That's what we're going to look at today, friends. Let's get started with our first reading right now.
The famous meerkat mommy, Lisa Wen. Just as Wen was finding purpose and joy through her work, her life took an unexpected and tragic turn. In 2019, Wen's daughter Xiaotong passed away at the age of 20 after contracting the flu. The loss was devastating, yet Wen later reflected, "In this world, only love can overcome all wounds and fill all loss. As long as you're willing to truly open your heart, you will surely rediscover your passion for life." This philosophy and the memories of her daughter's strong support for her work became a source of strength that drove Wen forward.
Welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 首先来看 tragic 这个形容词，意思是悲剧性的、悲惨的。譬如 ，The villagers remembered the tragic fire that destroyed their homes years ago. 村民们还记得多年前那场摧毁他们家园的无情大火。Tragic 的名词形式为 tragedy， 意思是悲剧或是灾难。譬如。The accident was a tragedy that shocked the entire community. 这场事故是一场震惊整个社区的悲剧。副词是 tragically, 意思是悲剧的、不幸的。譬如 Samuel tragically lost his passport on the first day of vacation. Samuel 在度假第一天不幸弄丢了护照。
Friends, when challenges or tragedy happens in our lives, it can really make us think about how we're spending our time. That's exactly what happened to Lisa. Let's find out here what her story is. Can you read it for us, Rex?
Okay, let's dive deep into her life today. It says right here, just as Wen was finding purpose and joy through her work, her life took an unexpected and tragic turn.And we see the phrase, just as. What does that mean?
This means in the same way. So, for example, you could say, just as the sun rose, we left.
Yeah, and the second word we want to learn about is unexpected. Unexpected means surprising or not planned. We didn't think about that something like this would happen. And in her case, it's a very tragic turn. And an example sentence would be,The gift was totally unexpected.
Yes, and Lisa experienced something unexpected in her life here. We read, in 2019, Wen's daughter Xiaotong passed away at the age of 20 after contracting the flu. This really is a tragedy.
Yeah, and to pass away at the age of 20 after contracting the flu is something that we don't think would take people's lives away, usually in a normal case. But in her case, at the age of 20, that the loss is definitely devastating.
Definitely. And that's what we read here in this next sentence. The loss was devastating, yet when later reflected, in this world, only love can overcome all wounds and fill all loss. Let's pause in the middle of her quote there for just a moment as we take a look at that word reflected. What does that mean?
Reflected means thought deeply about. An example sentence would be, he reflected on his choices. Now, in Lisa's case, she would be reflecting on why something so tragic happened to her daughter. Why did she lose her daughter at such a young age? What is the meaning of all these?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense why she would need to reflect about this. And this quote here is what she's saying as she's reflecting on this time in her life. In this world, only love can overcome all wounds and fill all loss. As long as you're willing to truly open your heart, you will surely rediscover your passion for life. Rediscover is such a great word for us to take a look at. What does it mean?
Rediscover means to find again something lost. And an example sentence would be, we should rediscover your old hobbies. Now, in Lisa's case, she rediscovered her passion for life, I think, after this tragic thing happened in her life.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. After you go through something like this, you would need to rediscover passion for life. This philosophy and the memories of her daughter's strong support for her work became a source of strength that drove Wen forward. What do we mean when we're talking about a source of strength?
Now, a source of strength is something that gives you power or support. So when we're in a position of weakness, we need to find our source of strength, and whether it's from loved ones or something that's meaningful in your life.
Yeah, I think a lot of times if you have the right friends, they can be a real source of strength. Well, friends, we have more to learn about Lisa and her story, so let's get on with our next reading right now.
The famous meerkat mommy, Lisa Wen. Today, she is deeply involved in ecological education, speaking and writing to promote wildlife appreciation and conservation. Her books and photographs are often featured in the media, including BBC Wildlife.
Ecological 这个形容词，它是由名词 ecology 生态学演变而来，意思是生态的或是环保的。譬如 ，The city launched an ecological project to protect wetlands near the river。这座城市发起了一项生态计划，以保护河川附近的湿地。来看一个 ecology 的例句 ：Mina studied ecology。Because she loved learning how animals and plants interact. Mina 研读生态学，因为她喜欢了解动植物如何互动。与 ecology 密切相关的是名词 ecosystem， 它是指生态系统。来看个例句 ：The coral reef ecosystem supports thousands of colorful fishes and other sea creatures.珊瑚礁生态系统滋养着成千上万种色彩缤纷的鱼类及其他海洋生物。
So what is Lisa doing today? We learned about how she used to be involved in the business world. After a tragedy, she started to photograph meerkats. But what does her life look like now?
Now, the text says, today she is deeply involved in ecological education, speaking and writing to promote wildlife appreciation and conservation. Wow, we see a lot of words right here, really big words. Now, the first one is deeply involved. What does that mean?
Okay, if you're deeply involved, it means that you're very much a part of something. Usually, if you're deeply involved, it's about something that you care about.
Now, the second word we want to look at is promote. Now, to promote is to help something grow or become known. So if you want to promote something, you tell a lot of people about that thing, and you want people to be aware of that thing that you're promoting. And an example sentence would be, ads promote new products. We see a lot of ads in social media and on TV.
Advertisements
everywhere.
Can help promote new products. And in the same way, if there is a cause that you really care about, you might do a lot of work to promote it. You'll talk about it to your family and friends. Now, what is this cause that she wants to promote? Well, we're talking here about wildlife appreciation and conservation. What is conservation?
Well, that is a big word. Conservation means protecting nature and animals. So a lot of animals need protection. So we need to conserve them to keep them alive, keep their bloodline flowing.
Yeah, that's right. Animals, some species need to be conserved. Other things that might need conservation would be things like forests or natural habitats of different species. Conservation can save those places.
Now, in Lisa's case, she sees the value in meerkats and all these wildlife animals, so she is promoting the conservation of these animals. And the text continues, her books and photographs are often featured in the media, including BBC Wildlife. That is a famous program.
It really is, and I can imagine that if she's taking photographs, they must be good enough if they are going to be put on a program like BBC Wildlife. She must be a very talented photographer.
Well, I'm sure she is. She became an authority, and she became famous for a photographer that takes photographs and videos of meerkats.
Yeah, if you get really, really good at something and you put a lot of time and effort into it, you can become an expert and, like Rex said, an authority on that topic.
And right now, I think it's time for us to take another deep dive.
Deep dive.
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? The faithful phrase, true to. Imagine a tiny cafe called Cozy Corner. You walk in expecting warm lights, soft music, and the smell of fresh cookies, and that's exactly what you get. The place is true to its name. It lives up to what the name promises. No surprise or disappointments. That perfect match between expectation and reality, that's true to doing its job. True to means staying loyal, accurate, or consistent with something, like a name, a promise, a style, a person, or even your own values. It's about being genuine and not straying from the original idea. For example, the movie was true to the book. Every important scene and character felt just right. Let's do another example. Even when trends changed, the designer stayed true to her bold, colorful style. A super common way we use it, true to its, his, her name. For example, the spicy chili was true to its name. One bite and my mouth was on fire. Also, our dog Shadow is true to his name. He follows us everywhere like a little dark cloud. Here are two close phrases. Stay true to emphasizes keeping that loyalty over time. For example, she stayed true to her dream of becoming a vet, even when school got really tough. Ring true means something sounds honest or believable. For example, his excuse didn't ring true. We all knew he was just avoiding homework. I once tried a dessert called Ultimate Chocolate Explosion. It was true to its name. There was so much chocolate, I needed a nap afterward. These true to phrases help us talk about things and people that keep their promises and stay real. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat. Until next time.
The famous meerkat mommy, Lisa Wen. Over the years, over 40,000 photos and 8,000 videos of meerkats have been captured by this amazing photographer. Although one has expanded her focus to include many other animals, meerkats remain her favorite. From these little animals who fiercely protect their families, she rediscovered the lasting value of family and love. True to her nickname, Meerkat Mommy, one uses her success to raise awareness of the challenges meerkats face and help protect them in the wild.
Fiercely 这个副词意思是凶猛的或是激烈的。譬如 ,The dog barked fiercely when a stranger approached their front gate. 当陌生人靠近他们家的大门的时候，那只狗凶猛的叫着。Fiercely 去掉字尾 ly 就是形容词 fierce, 意思呢是凶猛的或是强烈的。譬如 ,A fierce storm rolled across the coast, shaking windows all night.一场猛烈的风暴席卷海岸，整晚都震动着窗户。来学一个与 fierce 意思相近的名词 ，ferocity 意思是凶猛、残暴。譬如 ，The tiger's ferocity frightened the hikers who wandered too close。老虎的凶猛吓坏了那些走得太近的登山者。Okay, we'll stop here for today. I'll see you soon in our next language lab.
Well, Lisa Wen really loved photographing meerkats. She loved them so much that she photographed them many, many times. Let's find out just how many times that is in this last part of our article.
She took a lot of photographs and videos. It says right here, over the years, over 40,000 photos and 8,000 videos of meerkats have been captured by this amazing photographer.That is a lot of photos.
I'm trying to think if I even have that many photos and videos of my three kids. I don't think I do.
I'm sure you don't.
No, it's so many. So she has really done a lot of work and spent a lot of time in watching and capturing these meerkats. Although Wen has expanded her focus to include many other animals,Meerkats remain her favorite. There's two terms I want to take a look at in this sentence, friends. The first one is that word expanded.
Expanded means made bigger or wider. So for when she expanded her focus to include many other animals. So meerkats kind of sparked her passion for these wildlife animals, and she started caring about other animals as well, which is great.
That's right. Let's use that word expanded in another sentence, friends. The program expanded quickly. Now, the other term I want to take a look at here is that word remain. Remain means to stay or continue. How could we use that in a sentence, Rex?
An example sentence would be, despite changes, some traditions remain today. And I thinkvaluable things is worth remaining. We need to keep conserving them. And in this case, it's the protection and conservation of wildlife animals, like meerkats.
Yeah, she loves all animals, but meerkats remain her favorite. Seems like she loves them the best. We continue on here. From these little animals who fiercely protect their families, she rediscovered the lasting value of family,and love. There's a lot to talk about in this sentence, friends. But first, let's define this word rediscovered.
Well, this is the second time that this word has come up. And she rediscovered something even more valuable. But let's talk about this word. Rediscovered means found again after being forgotten. Usually we use rediscovered to refer to something that's very, very valuable and meaningful. And an example sentence would be,Old songs are often rediscovered.
That's so true. It seems like newer generations go back and listen to previous generations' taste in music and rediscover the songs.
Now, when you're talking about music, I've been listening to some old jazz songs by Nat King Cole and Andy Williams.Just today, just this morning.
So you really did rediscover some great old music. Okay, well, she rediscovered the lasting value of family and love. I love this for her, that she used something she was passionate about to help her heal.
So maybe when you use the word rediscovered, the lasting value of family and love, maybe in a period of time, she's probably forgotten the importance of family and love, and probably she's really focused on her job. That's why sometimes these things, these values need to be rediscovered.
I think you're right about that. Okay, let's keep reading, friends. True to her nickname, Meerkat Mommy, Wen uses her success to raise awareness of the challenges meerkats face and help protect them in the wild. This woman loved meerkats so much that she got a nickname all about meerkats. A nickname, friends, is a fun short name for someone other than their original name.
Now, an example sentence would be, his nickname is Ace. Now, a nickname is not a real name, but a name that somebody else gives you or you come up with yourself.
Now, a nickname is usually based on the way your name sounds, or it could be based on something that you love to do. And nicknames are usually just for fun, friends. We don't use this when we're talking about calling someone names. Nicknames are usually kind.
Now, in Lisa's case, she loves these wildlife animals, especially meerkats, so much that she earned the nickname. We can say she earned the nickname of Meerkat Mommy. So it sounds like she protects them a lot. She views those wildlife animals, especially meerkats, as her children.
Yeah, she really loves them, and she wants to promote the idea that we should all care about them and other wild animals as well. Well, I certainly have enjoyed learning about Lisa and her life and her interest in meerkats. We'll talk more about this in just a moment, but right now it's time for us to go to today's usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看 although 加主词一加动词一逗号主词二加动词二的句型，意思是虽然什么什么，但是什么什么，用来引导让步子句，传达的内容与主要子句形成对比，语气比 though 更正式，常出现在书面语中。Although 引导的让步副词子句也可以放在主要子句的后面，用来补充背景资讯，使语气较为自然流畅。来看例句。The novel was very exciting, although the ending was a bit predictable. 这部小说的内容很精彩，尽管结局有点在意料之中。
We've reached the end of our article, friends, and you know what that means. We're going to take a moment to discuss our talk about it question together. Find it in your magazines and think about how you would answer this question as well. Here it is. What is a big challenge you've had to face? How did you deal with it? What's your answer to this, Rex?
Well, I think a big challenge I've had to face was to hold my own solo recital at the National Recital Hall as a solo artist many years ago. And it was a big challenge because you're not just doing music, you're not just singing, but you have to be selling tickets, you have to be doing PR in order to have people come to your recital. And so it's not really just about music. And it was a big challenge for me because I had to deal with people that I worked with. And it was just kind of like starting your own business for that project. So it was very stressful.
Do you feel like you learned a lot through that situation? How have you been made better by that challenge?
I became stronger and I became more persistent. And in the end, I had a sold out crowd, and the whole recital went well. And so I was pretty glad that I had that experience.
Thank you so much for sharing with us, Rex. And friends, you can think about what challenges you have had to overcome in the past as well. Talk about it in English. That's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne Marie.
And my name is Rex.
And we'll see you next time right here on
Studio Classroom.
Bye. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.